The news was published on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. I am Mike. Hey folks, buckle up because we've got some mind-blowing tech news coming your way. You know, TikTok, right? Well, its parent company ByteDance just dropped a bombshell in the world of AI video generation. They've unveiled two powerhouse tools that are about to shake things up big time. First up, we've got Pixel Dance. Now, this isn't your run-of-the-mill video generator. We're talking about a tool that can whip up 10-second videos with human movement so lifelike, you'll do a double take. But here's the kicker. It's not just about one smooth shot. Pixel Dance is pulling off something that's been a real head-scratcher for AI, maintaining consistency across different camera angles. Imagine a character picking up an object, turning around, and walking away. All while the camera pans around them. It's like having a mini film crew at your fingertips. But wait, there's more. ByteDance isn't stopping there. They've also unveiled Seaweed, and let me tell you, this one's a real game changer. While Pixel Dance is flexing its muscles with 10-second clips, Seaweed is going for the long haul. We're looking at 30-second videos that could potentially stretch to a whopping 2 minutes. And get this, it's not just about length. Seaweed is all about environmental consistency. Think sprawling landscapes that stay true to themselves, no matter how long the video runs. Now, before you rush off to try these out, here's the catch. They're still in private beta. Only a select few have gotten their hands on these tools so far, but here's where it gets interesting. There's buzz going around that we might see a public release after November, depending on how the US elections pan out. Politics and tech. Always making for strange bedfellows, right? Now, speaking of AI breakthroughs causing a stir, let's rewind a bit to 2021. That's when OpenAI dropped DALL-E on us, and boy, did that shake things up in the world of AI image generation. It was like someone flipped a switch, and suddenly everyone was talking about AI creating art. You had people making everything from surreal landscapes to bizarre mashups of objects that shouldn't exist. It was wild, man. DALL-E wasn't just another tech gimmick, it was a game changer. This thing could take a simple text description and turn it into a unique image. We're talking about stuff like an astronaut riding a horse on Mars, or a bowl of soup that looks like a monster. Things that would make Salvador Dali scratch his head. And the results? Mind-blowing. But here's the kicker. DALL-E didn't just impress the tech geeks. It caught the attention of artists, designers, and even your average Joe, who suddenly thought they could be the next Picasso with the help of AI. It was like watching a digital gold rush. Everyone wanted a piece of the action. Of course, where there's innovation, there's competition. Before you could say artificial intelligence, other tech giants were scrambling to create their own AI image generators. Google came out with Imagen. Midjourney appeared out of nowhere. And even good old Microsoft joined the party with Nua Infinity. It was like an arms race, but instead of weapons, they were slinging pixels. This whole AI image generation craze didn't just stay in the tech bubble, either. It spilled over into pop culture, social media, and even the art world. You had people creating album covers, movie posters, and even selling AI-generated art at auctions. It was a brave new world, and everyone was trying to figure out what it meant for creativity and copyright. But let's not forget the controversy. Oh boy, was there controversy. You had artists worried about AI stealing their jobs, ethicists concerned about the potential for deepfakes and misinformation, and lawmakers scratching their heads trying to figure out how to regulate this new frontier. It was a classic case of technology outpacing our ability to deal with its implications. Now, fast forward to 2023, and we've got Meta dropping a Llama on us. If DALL-E was the spark in the world of AI image generation, a Llama was like pouring gasoline on the fire of AI text generation. This open-source large language model was a big deal, and I mean big. A Llama wasn't just another chatbot. This thing was designed to be flexible, efficient, and most importantly, open for anyone to use and build upon. It was like Meta handed out a superpower and said, "Here you go, folks, have fun with it." And boy, did people have fun. The release of El Llama led to an explosion of AI text generation tools and applications. Suddenly, everyone and their grandmother was working on some kind of AI writing assistant, chatbot, or language processing tool. It was like watching a thousand flowers bloom if those flowers were made of code and could write sonnets. You had startups popping up left and right, promising to revolutionize everything from customer service to creative writing. Law firms were using AI to draft contracts. Marketing agencies were using it to generate ad copy. And students, well, let's just say teachers suddenly had a lot more on their plates when it came to checking for plagiarism. But it wasn't just about business applications. A llama and its offspring were being used for all sorts of creative and sometimes wacky projects. People were using AI to write movie scripts, compose music lyrics, and even generate entire books. It was like watching the birth of a new form of creativity, one where humans and machines were collaborating in ways we'd never seen before. All right, let's dive right into the potential impacts of ByteDance's new AI video generators. These tools could be game changers for TikTok, and I'm not just talking about a minor update here. Imagine scrolling through your For You page and suddenly seeing videos that look like they were made by Hollywood pros, but they're actually from your average Joe down the street. That's the kind of revolution we might be looking at. ByteDance could integrate Pixel Dance and Seaweed directly into TikTok, and that would be like handing every user a magic wand. Suddenly, creating mind-blowing content wouldn't require fancy equipment or years of editing experience. You'd just type in what you want, and bam! You've got a video that could give Steven Spielberg a run for his money. This could completely reshape how we think about content creation on social media. Now, this isn't just about making cooler videos. It's about leveling the playing field. Right now, the most popular TikTokers often have teams behind them, helping to create polished content. But with these AI tools, the playing field could be leveled. A kid in their bedroom could potentially create content just as visually stunning as a big budget influencer. It's like democratizing creativity on a massive scale. But here's where things get really interesting. If ByteDance pulls this off, they could widen the gap between TikTok and its competitors in a major way. We're talking about a potential quantum leap here. Other platforms like Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts might suddenly look outdated by comparison. It's like TikTok would be driving a flying car while everyone else is still pedaling bicycles. Of course, this kind of advancement doesn't come without its challenges. As these AI-generated videos become more prevalent and harder to distinguish from reality, we're likely to see increased scrutiny and calls for regulation. And with the US elections on the horizon, you can bet your bottom dollar that lawmakers are going to be paying very close attention to this technology. There's a real concern that these tools could be used to create and spread misinformation at an unprecedented scale. Imagine campaign ads that look 100% real but are entirely fabricated, or deepfake videos of candidates saying things they never actually said. It's a potential minefield for democracy, and it's going to require some serious thought and probably new legislation to navigate. We might see a push for mandatory labeling of AI-generated content, or perhaps even restrictions on its use in political advertising. It's a tricky balance because we want to encourage innovation, but we also need to protect the integrity of our information ecosystem. It's like trying to harness the power of nuclear energy while making sure it doesn't blow up in our faces. But let's not get too caught up in the doom and gloom. There's a flip side to this coin that's pretty exciting. These AI video generators could lead to a real democratization of high-quality video production. Think about small businesses or individual creators who've been priced out of professional video production. Suddenly, they might have access to tools that can create content that looks like it costs thousands of dollars to produce. This could be a game changer for local businesses trying to compete with big corporations. Imagine a mom-and-pop shop being able to create TV-quality commercials without breaking the bank. Or a budding filmmaker being able to bring their vision to life without needing a Hollywood budget. It's like giving everyone access to a professional film studio right in their pocket. And it's not just about business. These tools could unlock new forms of artistic expression. We might see a whole new genre of AI-assisted art emerge, blending human creativity with machine precision in ways we haven't even imagined yet. It's like we're standing on the brink of a new renaissance, powered by ones and zeros. Of course, as with any major technological shift, there will be growing pains. We'll need to grapple with questions of authenticity, creativity, and the value of human skill in a world where machines can create stunning visuals at the push of a button. But that's the price of progress, isn't it? We're embarking on a wild ride into the future of content creation, and I, for one, can't wait to see where it takes us. This is Mike, bringing you the latest tech news from Listen2. As always, we'll be here to keep you updated on these exciting developments as they unfold. Stay tuned, folks, because the future of video is looking more incredible by the day.